Hello.
Greetings.
We're back once more
from outer space.
F thine Krispy Kreme. I don't know. I'm getting worse at these.
From outer space. At thine Krispy Kreme.
At thine Krispy Kreme.
Cosmic Krispy Kreme. Got it.
Back once more. Anywho. Hi everybody. I'm giggly. I don't know why. I'm just excited to play some Monster of the Week with my friends. Probably. But hope you all are doing well. We are on session 85. Wow. 85. If I got the numbers right this time. I was off for a little bit. Think I'm back to it, though. I think we're okay. So let's go ahead. Oh my gosh. We gotta take a sip, babes. Take a sip.
Okay,
babes.
Hang on. I was ready.
Take a sip. Oh god. All right. Finch here with the sips. We see you, Finch. We see you. All right. First order of business, we'll go with announcements and introductions and then what happened to us. So let's start with our announcements. First order of business is right now you may notice on our streams that we are still playing D&D. This is not the channel, of course, that plays D&D, but I do run D&D on Saturdays, and we have a campaign on Sundays that is running D&D. We are doing this in support of third-party publishers and not for D&D because D&D should remain open. And we're watching very closely as matters become more known. And we're keeping an eye out for evidence that Wizards of the Coast will actually listen to its creators, its third-party publishers, and its fans. So until then, we're going to continue to put in our notifications hashtag OpenD&D. So that's all I'm going to say on that one. Second order of business is Will Branch will not be streamed on the 25th, which is next week. We are going to continue to take that long rest weekend, even though this is on a Wednesday. We're going to continue taking that week-long break, just for my own peace of mind. but also to make sure we have enough time for editing, you know, VOD making, all of the good stuff, and so I can prep for mysteries. So we appreciate your patience with that. We will not be live until the first week of February, which means that podcast will not be updated until the second week of February. So that's how you can remember that. It's a week after we go live, that's when the podcast is able to update. So if you're a podcast listener, just letting you know, a dice of destiny you shouldn't have. Oh, but please do it.
No, really, you shouldn't have.
Yeah. Ooh, guidance. I gotta think about that one.
Oh, wait, I take that back. Yeah, thank you. That was amazing. Yay.
I don't think they, Alice. I don't think they want their guidance. I don't. It sounds like they're not really wanting it. Maybe we should.
Oh, we want guidance. Yes, please give us guidance.
If there's any group that needs guidance, it's us.
It's the Fun Run to Find Out group.
Yes, we are.
All right. With that, let's go ahead into introductions. I always start with myself. My name is Hina. I am the keeper. I've been doing this for almost 5 years now. I've lost track, but I'm hopelessly addicted to tabletop, and I'm very thankful I get to share with all of my friends and all of you. Moving into my square of friends, next we have Dan.
Hi guys, I'm Dan, aka Danyan Senpai. You can find me on all social media, including Twitch, Twitter, TikTok. I'm also the lead producer and editor for NGP Productions, which you guys have made Will Branch High our most popular show by far. Thank you guys so much. Inching ever closer to 9,000 total downloads. Holy crap, don't know how to feel about that. And I play Iggy.
Continuing around my square friends, next we have Akayue.
No.
Goodbye, Anne.
Hello, everyone. I'm Akayue. I stream over at twitch.tv/Akayue, where I play random MMOs and RPGs and video games and all the fun. Yes. But over here, I play Lorelei.
Continuing around my square friends, next we have Sammy.
Hey everyone, I'm Sammy. I go by Sammy Bear on Twitch and Arcane Venom on Twitter and on Hit Record. If you want to check out my bits of music that I play around with, the voice acting that I do, and writing that I do, including my newest vignette, The Fall of Icarus, go to hitrecord.org/users/arcanevenom, all one word. Is the writer's block over? Who knows? Maybe. Anyway, I play Ash/A.
All right, and last but certainly not least, we have Andy.
Hey, I'm Andy. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at AndyG8100. But as I said last time, I don't really post very much. So if you don't follow me, no big deal. I just like
go follow here. Andy.
I know. Here we go again. I mean, follow me. You won't be disappointed. No, I'm just kidding.
Follow Andy.
Do it.
I don't ever post anything, really, you guys. I'm a terrible social media person, but...
We all are. Go follow him anyway.
Do it.
Follow me. Go ahead. It'll be fun.
He's lovely. Follow him.
And I am playing Cecily, who is a deviant debutante, and I love her.
Love that. We definitely miss those where you would give those lovely alliterations. Love that. All right.
We got some bits.
Where?
Bits. Carry on.
It snuck in. Finch, you thought you could get away with it.
Thanks. So nice.
You thought you could get away with it. Now I got to do 2 Dice of Destinies. Let's go. Oh, it's another blessing.
I clearly did get away with it.
Ooh.
Oh.
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 So we got...
Oh, and then it's a curse, so that cancels out the blessing. Okay, okay. So you get
so
nothing.
We get nothing.
You lose. Good dice.
The blessing and curse cancel out, but we still have guidance. So
you
that's
still
good.
Have guidance. There you go.
Well.
Can we take away the curse and trade it in for the blessing?
No! You get both!
That's a terrible you. Curse. That
excuse
would be
me, I gotta take a cold shower.
My
I will gladly give you a curse on Tuesday for a blessing today.
And if you're not sure, if you're listening to the podcast going, what the heck is happening over there? If you join us live over on twitch.tv/GMHina, you can also impact the game using things called Dice of Destiny, where random stuff happens based on the roll of a die, because you can give points, channel points, or you can donate bits to help fund the channel. So feel free to use those if you'd like. Thank you to the chat currently for making things weird. Nice. Anywho, with that, who wants to share what happened last time?
I can.
Let's go, Andy!
Oh, okay.
Let's go.
Let's see.
So, Cecily came back. She found out that Ash is no longer Ash, but A. So there's been like a displacement, but that is sort of rectified. We'll get there though. and she also found out that Annabelle had to leave and take Archer's body with her in order to keep their soul and body separate. Now, Archer's soul is in a marionette cat right now. And that also led to the discovery that Lore can turn us all into animals. And we all turned ourselves into animals. And then Cecily got to meet Orion, who is Oberon's... yeah, well, linked to Oberon. They're not really, like, anything together, but but Orion is, like, a dark one who should technically be used for evil, but we're trying to show him the benefits of life, basically, and how to value it in friendship and all of that, you know.
Took the poetry.
He really took to poetry. It was a little ominous, kind of creepy, pointy teeth smiles. Cecily wasn't necessarily vibing with it, but it'll do, I guess, in a pinch. Then we have Oberon, who is kind of without a body right now, because I think technically he should be where Orion is or something. I don't know, maybe I'm confused, but yeah, that's right. And then let's see what else. Oh, and so we're trying to bond with Orion at Cecily's house watching The Last Unicorn because that was the first movie we all watched as a group. And Orion goes to leave and he leaves. But as he leaves, Ash, a fairy, who is now a fairy, flutters in and is like, "What's up, guys? I'm not actually gone. I'm here and small with wings." The end.
Yay!
I'm so proud.
For the first time, Dan does not get the bump up. Andy gets the bump up.
I feel cheated.
As you should.
Why would you feel cheated?
I feel both this proud is, and at the same time disappointed.
This is what you wanted all along, isn't it, Dan?
It is. But I also like those three. I like those three bump ups.
Yeah. This you is what you wanted. None. You get nothing.
You lose. Good day, sir.
Good day, sir.
I said good day.
I just went full Willy Wonka with that curse and blessing 100%.
I feel like I got all of it right.
You did.
Yeah, you did totally.
You get a bump up.
Yes.
Yay.
That was really good.
All right, with that, are we ready to start?
Yeah.
Yes.
Then also, I hope you all liked my poetry reading skills. I haven't read poetry in such a long time.
That was really well done.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. All right. If you praise me more, I might read more poetry. Anywho. We start back up where we left off with a little fairy flying in, announcing themselves as Ash.
Who went up?
Cecily.
You all are there, so.
Oh, we're all there? Okay.
Yes,
I think Cecily was the one who answered the door.
Yeah, Cecily opened the door, and the fairy had flown past Cecily to say hi to A.
Mm-hmm.
Does this fairy actually look like Ash?
No.
Oh, okay. My God.
Absolutely not. The only thing it has is his voice.
Yeah, okay. Cecily's like, "Oh my God, what happened?"
The fairy will turn to you and then turn towards you. You didn't tell them?
About what?
About this.
I don't even know what this is.
Wait, he didn't tell you?
Who?
Who didn't tell us?
Oberon.
Okay, hold on. Why don't you start from the beginning of this whole thing?
Because last time we saw you, you were in a little pendant. And courtesy of Elizabeth, and we gave it to Oberon, and after we got back, we found that technically we're supposed to be completely gone.
Yeah.
That.
Well, Oberon used that trap essence to bake this.
And this is?
This is me.
Sort of, I guess, if you're not like particularly attached to your
you
form.
Can see smoke billowing through Iggy's ears right now.
You do all know that I wasn't Ash, right?
Oh my God, no, I can't. I cannot. Please stop talking.
What?
They're there.
They don't understand. Ash just looks towards you.
I definitely don't.
Oh, all boy.
As far as I understood it, you never technically were supposed to exist in this possibility.
Right. I was a thread that caught into this possibility, and I took advantage of it.
But you're Ash.
No.
Wait, are you saying you knew that from the beginning?
No, I only knew that after I woke up.
So you're not the Ash that was with us at the beginning?
I am that Ash, but I technically wasn't supposed to be Ash.
Okay, you're breaking their brain.
I'm trying. Ash just looks towards you.
I would say Lorelai doesn't care, but I can see her ear visibly twitching.
Yep.
I don't know. I feel like maybe Cecily's just like now twirling her hair like,
oh.
Everything about this is fine. Everything makes sense. I came back home. Everything makes total sense. No one is who they say they are. Everyone likes
I've got my friends. They're all complete. No, wait, no, they're not.
Well, the fairy will just kind of move.
You
and...
people!
The fairy will just kind of move and take a seat on the table, like looking at you all. I know it's hard to understand. I am the friend that you all interacted with. But technically I stole a place that was not mine, and that's why I'm not Ash. Nothing at all.
Just more smoke.
Oh.
Okay, so do you know who you were supposed to be?
Sorry, guys. I need a minute. Work-related.
No worries. I was technically supposed to be something like this.
What?
I was technically supposed to be something like this. I was reborn into the form that I should have been in the first place.
Uh-huh. Okay. I think I'm starting to get it. Okay. No, I don't got it.
So why did you stay with us for so long?
Because that's what Ash would have done.
So there is still a real Ash out there?
There are, I mean, you all know about different possibilities.
Yeah.
There are tons of Ashes out there.
But not one meant for this.
Correct. Kind of. There was never supposed to be an Ash. This Ash basically gave up this possibility to exist.
I think I'm falling now. So then, what do we call you?
I mean, if Ash is more comfortable, you can continue to call me Ash. I am an Ash fairy, so.
A little on the nose overall, I get it.
Yeah.
So, is there a reason why Oberon didn't tell us that? How long were you awake?
I just woke up.
Oh.
Like, not long ago.
Okay.
I woke up because Oberon's gone.
Oberon's gone? Wait.
Well, for the most part.
Oh, right. Because he did the fairy dying.
Right. Yeah.
He'll be back.
I mean, regardless, he kind of softens up. Still good to see you.
It's good to see you too, Iggy. I know this isn't the form you're used to seeing me in, but I do remember everything we went through together.
Cecily, I feel like, would want to hug him, but really not sure how.
Yeah.
So she just like takes her hand and just like cups him a little bit. Like, it is good to see you. I thought you were gone, and
I that probably would have been gone if it wasn't for Elizabeth and A.
Oh boy, wait till Elizabeth sees this.
And Oberon too, right?
Oberon wouldn't have been able to help me if they hadn't have stolen a piece of my essence. Basically, they took a piece of that string that had infiltrated this possibility. And that's what I was born out of. My true form that I was supposed to take here.
Okay.
It sounds complicated, and I know it is complicated. Just know that I am Ash. Even if I'm not in his form any longer.
Okay, so why are you? What brings you here then?
Well, I'm here to help. I'm here because he sent me to talk with Lorelai. He'll look towards you, Lorelai. He left me a message.
What was the message?
Well, when I woke up, I was supposed to come to you and help you out as much as I could. So.
Like Soleil?
No, what's. Who? Memories
of. Lorelai pulls Soleil out.
Oh. And he looks towards Soleil and just nods his head towards her, and she just Bowser head in response. Cool, another fairy. All right, neat. It's more bringing in my expertise again. So, giving what I can about the creature and whatnot. That's what I'm here to help with. So, okay. I guess, tell me everything. What's been happening with this creature so far?
Laura, this is all you.
So, and it's so Laura, I just explained everything. Yep. I'm very bad at this, summarizing.
As you tell him everything that's been happening, his expression changes from, like, intrigue to, oh god, like, as he's listening. Like, wow, that's a lot that happened.
Yeah.
So, you watched a movie with him, but now he's into poetry.
Really dark poetry.
Really dark poetry. And he shared with you that they're wanting him to be... They're trying to find a ruler? Is that right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I could think about is possibly the Unseelie Court. Yeah, the Fae are put into two categories. The Seelie Court, which you all know, and then the Unseelie, which are usually well hidden. They're the not-so-savory sort.
I was gonna say, aren't they, you know, a little... dangerous?
Yeah. Yeah, they can be.
Are they where the reputation of, you know, Fae stealing your kids come from?
Probably.
Okay.
It's why not a lot of Fae are trusted. Definitely the Unseelie have to do with a lot of that unsavory stuff.
And they'll usually probably want something in return.
Usually, yeah.
What kind of thing should we get for them in order for in exchange for what we're asking?
Well, what are you asking for?
That I don't know.
I think you have to figure that out first.
Well, right.
I mean, Laura, I mean, what you already kind of said what you want, Laura.
I mean, a character what Laura Hoyt said she wanted.
She wanted to find a way to bring back Oberon and yet keep Orion, but let Orion live their own life.
Okay, that's what it was. I wasn't sure if it was something else. Mm-hmm. So Laura looks at him. Yeah, I want him to live his life and I want Oberon back.
Well, they might not agree to that. They are not the biggest fans of the King and Queen of the Fae.
Well, I can't figure out that idea.
We'll have to... What if we find something that they want?
It'll have to be something really big to be able to win that kind of bet with them.
You're saying you want to negotiate with a bunch of dark fairies by giving them something they would want?
Yep.
I mean, that sounds unbelievably dangerous even for us.
I mean, that's true. We really have to be careful about what sort of course we're altering by offering them what they really want, whatever that may be.
I mean, it's them who want Orion to turn into a full-on dark one. Is there a way we can possibly kind of snap something, like break that influence?
Break that influence?
I think that might be the easier route.
Well, I think
it still doesn't answer the question about Oberon, though, does it?
We really need to understand exactly what they're hoping for, what the Unseelie want out of this relationship. They want a leader, and it sounds like they want Orion to be their leader, meaning that they're probably looking for a king.
Maybe we should talk to them.
If you do so, you gotta be real careful. I mean, these are the type of Fae that if they ask for your name and you give it to them, it's theirs.
No, I understand. But...
I mean, they can have Eggwall for all I care. I hate that name.
That's still your real name. I need to come up with the alias.
I mean, how do you even start trying to contact them?
It depends on how you want to confront them. I could help you with contacting them.
That's the only way to go off, though, so let's do it.
Wait, where now?
Not right now.
Part of me is kind of surprised by that.
I'm tired. I want to go to bed.
Oh yeah, this is a sleep after over after all.
Yeah, plus Cecily had to absorb a lot today.
I mean, I was just going to say, I don't know, maybe we could rest before we have any more brain-breaking reality-hopping adventures.
Yeah, Cecily, you and Iggy both have like a little bit of trailed smoke still coming out of your ears there, so maybe a little rest is in order.
Iggy waves his face. They'll stop after a few seconds.
I'm just...
Well, Ash, you're free to stay with us for a bit.
Are we really sure that we can change Orion?
I will make sure of it.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not gonna doubt Lorelai's resolve here.
I don't think I've ever seen Lorelai so resolved.
I mean, what I'm saying is maybe it's not our place. Like, what if he's meant to be their king and that's where he belongs?
Then we do it where it's not dangerous.
What?
Yeah, what does that mean?
It means if he is meant to be the king, we have to find common ground between both the Dark Fae and the Light Fae. But I'm not going to stop it. I'm not going to kill him for something he doesn't even understand. He's new. Would you punish a newborn baby and fault them for being evil when they know nothing?
No, Laura's right. The Seelie want their king back, and the Unseelie want a new king. Kind of puts our friend Oberon, or Orion in this case, kind of in the middle.
Right.
The vessel that holds Orion and Oberon, of course, is a powerful vessel. It's a mundane that was made into Fae.
That's but still, it's really the biggest issue. It is one being that's one and the same.
Right, for now, until they're separate, if they can be separated.
So I'm with Lorelai. If we're going to do this, we're going to find a way to either separate them into two different entities, or... I don't know.
Or find a way to break the influence the Unseelie have over Orion.
Do we know if Orion maybe wants to be their king?
He feels that desire from them, that's for sure. He kind of mentioned it earlier.
There's definitely compulsion there.
But does he want it is the question.
Right.
It's true. Just because he's compelled to doesn't mean it's something he wants to do.
Right. It's something you all are teaching it sounds like. Want and desire.
You've been trying.
Well, I mean, listen, sounds like poetry was a good start.
Look, what I'm saying is this. We got to figure out a solution fast, or else we're going to have both the ceiling and unsealing on our doorsteps.
And potentially a war. Which I'm pretty sure is the last thing Oberon wanted.
I mean, you weren't wrong.
Okay, I'm too tired for this crap. Let's go to bed.
Just in dreams, be careful.
Huh?
The Unseelie can talk through dreams. So just be cautious.
Oh, joy.
Not ominous at all.
I'll stay by, and hopefully I can keep them at bay.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe we should talk to them.
Maybe we'll find out if they pull us in regardless.
Why don't...
What's up?
No. Rest is definitely the first and most important thing here.
But what were you going to say?
I was going to offer to go because I don't necessarily need rest. But, bad idea. An Infernal going alone to talk to the Unseelie. I'll either be dead or end up their king.
You also should learn from my mistakes 100%. Don't do things alone.
Yeah, that's also bad.
Yep.
Besides, I'm not doing anything without Laura's permission.
Yep. Sounds like a good plan. Once again, I have never seen Lorelai with more resolve, so probably the best bet. Also, she looks like she could tear everyone's heads off, just as usual. So yeah, we should be careful. Just
one. With one claw, may I add.
Lorelai is giving the most, like, if looks could kill right now.
I'm going back down to basements.
Cecily's just like, I'm not saying that I just want to make sure that we are doing what Orion wants to.
We'll talk to both sides.
Well, if you're asleep all together, it'll help. That way I can keep an eye on everyone.
I can hear you, Hina.
Hello?
Yeah.
There you go.
I did not mute or anything.
Weird.
Okay, well, as long as my audio is working fine for everything now. Everyone can hear me okay?
Yeah.
Perfect, okay. Well, as long as you all stay together, at least I can watch over you and make sure the Unsealer don't have too much power. The only thing that I'll allow is any sort of conversation. I won't allow anything more.
So maybe well, it is a slumber party, so we should all sleep close by.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but I'm still willing for, like, some movie and popcorn here.
Can't Abby...
Can we just get some rest first?
Abby's sleeping.
No. I thought one of them could link people together in the subconscious, but...
No, I don't think so.
No. Mm-mm. Stella? No.
You might be thinking of the Dream Eater or something like that.
Maybe, yeah.
Like a monster, but...
Not an individual. Cecily's all fine. All four going to sleep, I feel like.
Alright. So everyone's gonna sleep in this room?
Oh, by the way, Ash, I found your collection of hentai.
What?
What? Seriously, what is wrong with hentai?
No one's judging.
What is there to
also,
judge?
Also, yeah, thanks, Iggy, for pointing it out.
She's the one who asked what it is.
Yeah, it's just like bright red.
Hey, Cecily's mom's upstairs. She's doing Pilates.
Oh my god, stop. Go to sleep. She like hits Iggy with a pillow.
What does it have to do with hentai?
Lorelai throws a pillow at A.
Ow! Okay, I feel like I'm missing something here.
Okay, but did you see Cecily's mom, though?
No, my god.
Yeah, I did, so there's, you know. But I still have no idea what that has to do with
it. It doesn't! I don't know why that was brought up, either.
Cecily just puts her pillow over her face and just, like, screams into it.
And we transition to everyone taking a deep sleep.
Welcome back, Cecily.
Alright. You all fall into a deep, deep sleep.
Oh boy.
And Lorelai, you have a dream.
God damn it.
You knew it was coming. I gave you a heads up. That was your guidance. Y'all knew. Lorelai, you have a dream that you are in the forest by a moonlit lake where the stars are reflecting beautifully in the surface, and it is dark. The moon is completely full, but you don't feel any power from it. And then you hear just kind of a laughter that sounds very childlike. And you see something step from the forest dressed in blue linens, all wrapped around it in different layers. They place a hand to their mouth and watch you closely. Their hair actually covers their eyes. It is a brilliant white that comes down in flowing waves, but long bangs cover the eyes. So,
You're Titania's protege, are you?
That's who's asking.
You may refer to me as Melody.
Okay, Melody.
And what may I refer to you as?
Fennel.
I see you are concerned. I didn't ask, may I have your name?
Okay.
I simply said, what may I refer to you as?
Refer to me as a werewolf.
A werewolf?
Yes.
That is a very odd name to refer to someone, being as that's what you are.
Not right now, she's not.
Yeah, right now she's not, yeah.
She's a sleep wolf.
Stop it! I shall refer to you as such, I suppose, but might I grant a nickname, since you will not give me your actual name?
Go for it.
Werewolves rely on the full moon. I will refer to you as Luna for now.
Fair.
And Melody nods and steps towards you. I felt your intentions, your desires to summon me, to speak with me. And thus I came forward. I am of the Unseelie Court.
Lorelei looks. Are you one of the queens?
We have no rulers. We are fae that are abandoned by such hopes.
I see.
There is one that comes forward that would make an excellent ruler.
The one that is talking about him, aren't you?
Orion. Yes. I have also spoken to him this evening.
You did?
But that does not interest you. Does it? They put the hand back to their mouth, laughing a little bit.
My interest is him living a full life and not being corrupted.
What is your definition of corrupted?
Going against the Seelie of itself.
But what if they are not of Seelie or of Unseelie?
That would be for him to decide.
Interesting. Though you would prefer not to have that, would you not?
I would prefer both him and Oberon alive and together. What Orion wants afterwards is up to him.
What Orion desires would impact that ability. The ability for both to walk free.
Lorelei will pull her head.
To get what you want, to get them both to walk freely, you must impart upon them your own desires.
She tilts her head. What do you mean by that?
You want them to both exist.
Yes.
One cannot exist without the other as of right now. Your desires are what will split them apart. But will it work, I wonder?
I plan to make it work.
Your desires are quite strong. Are you nobility?
As far as I am aware, no. Maybe.
It will be quite difficult I just, like, if you're not.
Caw, 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 homecoming queen, caw.
It's prom queen, thank you very much.
Caw, 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 I fucked up, caw.
Chef Sam! For a rock at the bird.
Do you consider Titania and Obraka as a favorite?
You have only yourself to blame. You got only yourself to blame.
I know! Why did I do this?
You did this to yourself!
It's Dan's fault.
Dan looks offended.
I didn't come up with their alternate names.
That's true.
Good point.
The Lady Titania would intervene if she could, but intervening would require a great desire and come at a great cost. Maybe if she could intervene, she would bring back her husband. She would not worry about the one trapped inside. You pick the most difficult of paths. One laden with thorns on all edges.
Sorry, Bram, we. Lorelai is looking at her, almost kind of like studying her up and like to get like a good idea.
You admire me so closely.
Just making sure I don't forget that face or look.
Ah, the face of an Unseelie, the look of an Unseelie. One that can take many forms, and you see them start to shift in the moonlight to a different form. A gentleman with long blonde hair tied back. He smiles coyly. Perhaps this would suit your fancy a little bit more.
You said a gentleman, not the gentleman, right?
Yes, he's a gentleman.
Okay, good. Okay.
A gentleman. Okay, I was like, is he trying to be someone that Lorelai's familiar with?
Kina.
If that's what you're thinking, she'll respond with, I can take a form that you would prefer, if that was what you so choose.
No.
What did you want to ask, Andy?
I was going to say, since they all fell asleep together, Cecily, I feel like, is actively trying to seek them out.
Ooh.
In the dreamscape. And she has the ability, the connection.
Yes, you do.
She can do that?
Yes, she does.
Holy shit.
Welcome to the connected playbook.
Got one hell of an upgrade. Jeez.
I literally named it the connected playbook.
Oh, really?
Cecily, go ahead and read that move for me real quick.
Okay, you are able to connect with a single person, and no matter where they are, you can feel what they feel. Where they are close, you can hear their thoughts. Or when they are close, you can hear their thoughts. To connect with another individual, you'll need to break the connection you currently have, which I don't really have one. Connecting with monsters, awaken individuals who are unfriendly towards your group. And
that doesn't apply.
Yeah, that doesn't apply. And so I roll charm.
With the connection, you don't need to roll charm unless it's somebody that's unfriendly.
Oh, that's what it's saying. Okay, gotcha.
With the connection, it only allows you to hear their thoughts or feel their emotions. So what I will say is if you want to try and enter the dream, go ahead and roll plus weird.
Okay.
Everyone else would have to roll a luck move at this point, but you have that in your actual fucking playbook, so. What you get? Ooh, an 8.
Yeah,
that's an automatic bump up, so.
And you have a bump up!
Yeah, I'm gonna use the bump.
Well, you have to. It goes to the next
one. Oh, okay.
Well, you gotta. So that's a full success. So,
Cecily, as you fall into that deep sleep, you can hear that laughter, and you can hear this now gentleman's voice saying, "Would this suffice?" And of course it goes back to that laughter saying, "I can take the form of someone if you so choose." And you can see down into an area, you can see both Lorelai and the creature, a young feminine form wearing blue fabrics that are kind of just layered on top of each other with long flowing white hair and long bangs over the eyes.
And can Cecily get there?
Yeah, like, absolutely you can. Yeah. You have free reign.
I feel like Cecily, since it's kind of like lucid dreaming, I almost feel like she kind of forced that connection. I feel like she drops out of the sky and does the whole like ground crack, like the superhero movie landing, you know?
All right.
Fist down. She poses like the Black Widow. Why do you always do this?
You know, they have to
do this.
This thing.
The unseelie look towards Cecily and kind of put their hands to their mouth going, "Goodness."
She's like, "What can I say? I know how to make an entrance."
"So you do."
She's like, "Cecily Kincaid, Lore, are you okay?"
"Cecily Kincaid and Lore."
Oh.
She like is growling at you.
"Oh my, you are quite funny. Do not worry."
"Oh my god."
"I have no interest in your names."
"Hey, remember that ribbon incident?"
I was just going to say. Damn it, Cecily.
I was going to say it's some ribbon.
Ribbon.
That's such a Cecily move and I love it!
I guess some things still never change.
More. Give me more. Yes! Yes, queen! Mwah!
Oh, this is great. Oh, welcome back, God. Cecily.
Welcome back.
Can't keep a secret to save your life.
Those are names. You have that now. Awesome. Cecily is like, oh my god.
"Do you know how you can tell if an unseelie has stolen your name?"
"How?"
"The mere mention of your name causes pain."
"Oh."
"Cecily Kincaid, you feel no pain. And Lore. Lore feels no pain. You have a force protecting you, but even then, I only felt that I was wanted for discussion. And so I appeared."
Cecily's like, "Well, seeing that you're good, I'm just gonna..."
"If that is all, then I will take my leave. But know that, unfortunately, our paths do not combine. They will not merge. The unseelie request a nobility, a royal. Their eyes are on Orion, and I have been tasked with retrieving him."
"So it doesn't matter if Orion wants to go with you or not."
"I have been given a task."
"Well, I would really hate to stand in your way, except I wouldn't."
"It'll be interesting facing you then."
Cecily's like, "It will be."
She looks towards you, Lore. "Unless you have no more need for me."
"Not at this moment."
"Then should you request it?" And then she curtsies towards you. "Protege of Titania and Oberon. Call upon me as you will."
"I will."
She smiles. "You only need to invoke my name, Lady Melody." And she begins to step away. And then
everyone goes, "What the hell? What was her name again?"
Yeah, Melody. So, Lady Melody. She steps away, and she heads into the thicket of the forest, and you two are left alone.
Well, I guess they were the Unseelie, and... I thought you were in trouble, so I came and then gave them our names. Who is your big helper? Is it me? I did that.
Blaring.
Look, I'm sorry.
Good stuff.
Dream travel is not... It's all kind of new for me. All of this is new for me. I am an idiot.
It's fine.
But at least I didn't take them, I guess. But that being said, she can't have the name Cecily Kincaid. It does not suit her.
This is not used to control.
So they're gonna take Orion, whether we like it or not, or try to. So we really have to be ready for that.
Yeah.
And Orion should know. Yeah. I mean, he does have pointy teeth. I mean, who knows? Maybe he'll be like really good at fighting or something.
I was taking a bite of my potato chip. That's unfair. Don't do that to me. I'm gonna choke.
Just a shot in the dark, really. Should we look for the others? I mean, I could just introduce everyone to the ceiling. While we're at it.
Lorelai is thinking in her head, she's like...
Or the unsealing it is.
I don't even know what time it is in the outside world right now.
It's too late for this shit? Is that what you're saying?
As you both are talking, you can hear, just in the back of your mind, a dee dee dee
dee
dee dee dee. And everyone can hear.
Wake up! Wake the fuck up!
And you all are awoken. You all are awoken by Abby's horribly early alarm.
Wake the fuck up, samurai.
And Abby just like sits up immediately and goes, Lady Gwendolyn!
We got a barnyard to burn.
She goes, oh, I'm not at home. They'll freak. Okay. And then she just slides back down. Y'all are awake, though.
Why in the fucking nine hells is your alarm set for 4 a.m.?
Hey! And she'll point towards you, like, losing all sign of sleep. Lady Gwendolyn deserves all of the attention in the world.
For Lady Gwendolyn.
For Lady Gwendolyn! And she just puts a fist up in the air and then falls back into her little sleeping bag.
Strasly, like, turns to ask, I thought you don't need to sleep.
I said I don't need sleep. I didn't say I didn't like it.
Oh, fair. Back to sleep.
Cecily's just pulled the covers up over her face, and you can hear from underneath them. I sort of introduced Laura and I to the Unseelie.
I poke my head up. Wait, what?
And with that, we're going to take our first break. We'll be back in about 10 minutes. Go get a drink, go get a snack, whatever you need. We'll be right back. I want you to know that with you I feel whole.